Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Text line, you're right. I goofed. I conflated Runza with Valentino's. Runza's a burger joint, and Valentino's is a pizza joint, and they sell a lot of pizzas.
When you said Runza was like a Nebraska thing, I'm like, there's one in Lawrence. I've never been. I've driven by it.
We used to have one right here on Johnson Drive.
Nobody went to that one.
Hot sandwiches, chicken sandwiches.
It's a rare example, if I may, where the title is more on the unfortunate side.
Like you're going to get the Runzas if you eat here?
It just is one of those things that if I were a marketing person, I would maybe shift.
You said shift.
Yes.
Okay.
Heavy F on that one, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
Strong
I've never
F.
understood where that why that name is, you know.
And Runza up in Lincoln is very popular. It's a burger joint.
Okay.
And Valentino's Pizza, which they sell at the game, is very, very famous as well.
Okay.
Be ready to Runza to the bathroom.
That's what it just is what it sounds like. I'm sure it's delightful.
Do their burgers give you
no,
the Runzas?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm sure it's delightful. I just never understood why they went with that name.
New analysis of a cow's tooth found at Stonehenge shows the animal likely came from whales, reinforcing theories that cattle helped to transport the enormous stones.
Are you saying they moved the stones?
Whales is in W-A-L-E-S.
Wait, a cow came from a whale?
W-A-L-E-S.
Focus. Whales.
Whale.
Whales.
Not a whale, but whales. A whales.
Got it.
I can't do
Princess
that.
Diana. I got it. Go back. Cow, Stonehenge.
Who said anything about Princess Diana?
You should have said know. Whales.
You're saying Princess Diana was a whale? She was very thin.
They think a cow had nice. Something to do with getting the stones.
They think cows, because the stones are very large.
Yeah.
They moved them.
They moved them from Wales to southern England, mm-hmm. where Stonehenge is located.
Mm-hmm.
The tooth was found in 1924. They sliced it into 9 horizontal sections, analyzed it for clues about the animal's diet, environment, and movement, found that, I don't know how they do that, they're smarter than me, found that the cow's tooth showed evidence that it was from whales without an H.
Got it.
And that cows. Now I'm confusing myself.
It would behoove them to investigate that further.
Okay. The cows were used to transport the gigantic stones that make up Stonehenge, and they still don't officially know what Stonehenge is.
Wait, what? It's a sundial.
No, they don't actually know, Sam.
I was there 2 years ago. I read everything there was about Stonehenge at the site. And they are conflicted. Sundial is thought to be the number one, you know, because if you look through here and then you look through here, the sun shines directly in on the first day of spring and then on the other side on the first day of fall. Okay? And so they think maybe it might have been a way for the people who lived in southern England at the time to know when to start planting and to know when to start harvesting. However, there is another thread of thought that has it as a religious site. Would you like to disagree, Dan?
He said that to me. No, he's good.
Okay. He looked like he was getting ready to jump on.
Are you turning your mic on or just talking to me?
I'm just talking to you. I'm working on something in here.
It is, Scott, I will tell you this. I've seen your photos.
It's fascinating.
It's probably not in my top three because, you know, we're not getting any younger and I've got places I want to go see around the world.
Yeah, that's because you haven't seen it yet.
But it would be maybe top five.
When you walk up on it, first of all, it's smaller than you think.
They say that about the Mona Lisa.
It is smaller than you think. I thought the stones would be just gigantic. They are big. And you can't figure out how in the hell did they move these stones more than 150 miles?
Okay, but give me like the size of a Ford F-150 truck or bigger?
Oh, bigger.
Okay. Yeah.
Much bigger.
Because you're right. There's really nothing to scale because you can't put a human next to it. You're not allowed to go up and touch them.
Not anymore.
Highly frowned upon. That's a lot.
Well, but you know what? All they have is a small little rope that wraps all the way around the monument.
I know that I'm the crazy conspiracy theorist, but when are we going to accept that we had prior advanced civilizations on this planet? Well, they did not pull these rocks with cows and get them up in place with ropes. That did not happen.
With some sort of fulcrum and pulley system over many dozens of years, maybe.
The running theory was, and keep in mind, Stonehenge is 5,000 years old, okay? The running thought is that they use logs, long logs, and, you know, many of them in succession.
As you roll it along, you grab the log somebody from would the grab back, the log, move it to the front.
Move it to the front, yeah. That's right. And then the cows, now this is apparently the prevailing thought, would just pull them along as you're running the logs back up and sticking them underneath the stone.
Oxen. Yeah, they would use oxen to move these things. You know, we make the assumption that just because people lived a long time ago that they weren't humans with brains and tools and building things.
Wow.
I mean, the Roman Empire was 100, 150 years away from their own industrial revolution.
Yeah.
You know.
Keep in mind, Stonehenge was created, I'll repeat, 5,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So those stones, by the way, I would guess they're about 25 feet tall, each one. But how did they get these on top of those two?
That's 2.5 stories tall. It's incredible.
Yeah. Pulleys. They lifted up there with ropes.
No. Hello, duh. It was cows.
The cows lifted them up.
Just pulled that string, and it went.
They moved them.
Utterly ridiculous.
With whales. And Princess Diana. 586-7798.
Princess Diana.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.